If she was not going to go out to dinner with him, then she would not go out to dinner with him on his terms. "None of your business," he snapped. His gut gurgled painfully. She raised her other eyebrow as well. "Has the appointment I made with you caught you at a bad time?" "Yes," thought Dirk, though he didn't say it. It was one of the worst months he could remember. Business had been slow, but not merely slow. What was normally a trickle had first slowed to a dribble and then dried up completely. Nothing. Nobody. No work whatever, unless you included the batty old woman who had come in with a dog whose name she couldn't remember. She had suffered, she said, a minor blow to the head and had forgotten her dog's name, as a result of which he would not come when she called. Please could he find out what his name was? Normally she would ask her husband, she explained, only he had recently died bungee jumping, which he shouldn't have been doing at his age, only it was his 70th birthday, and he said he'd do exactly what he wanted, even if it killed him, which of course it did. And though she had of course tried contacting him through a medium, the only message she'd got from him was that he didn't believe in all this stupid spiritualist nonsense. It was all a damned fraud, which he thought was very rude of him, and certainly rather embarrassing for the medium, and so on. He had taken the job. This was what it had come to. He didn't say any of this, of course. He just gave the Melinda woman a cold look and said, "This is a respectable private investigation business. I..." "Respectable," she said, "or respected?" "What do you mean?" Dirk usually produced much sharper retorts than this, but as the woman said, she had caught him at a bad time. After a weekend dominated by the struggle to identify a dog, nothing at all had happened yesterday, except for one thing that had given him a very nasty turn and made him wonder if he was going mad. "Big difference," the Melinda woman continued. "Like the difference between something that's supposedly inflatable and something that's actually inflated. Between something that's supposedly unbreakable and something that will actually survive a good fling at the wall." "What?" said Dirk. "I mean that however respectable your business may be, if it was actually respected, you'd probably be able to afford a carpet, some paint on the walls, and maybe even another chair in here for a person to sit on." Dirk had no idea what had happened to the other chair in his office, but he certainly wasn't going to admit it. "You don't need a chair," he said. "I'm afraid you are here under a misapprehension. We have nothing to discuss. Good day to you, dear lady. I am not going to look for your lost cat."
"I didn't say it was a lost cat."
"I beg your pardon," said Dirk. "You distinctly..."
"I said it was a sort of lost cat. It's half lost."
Dirk looked at her expressionlessly. Apart from being extremely good-looking in a blondish, willowy-ish kind of way, she was dressed well in an I-don't-care-what-I-wear-just-any-old-thing-that's-lying-around kind of a way, which relies on being extremely careful about what you leave lying around. She was obviously pretty bright, probably had a pretty good job, like running some